1450 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Pottawatomie County Vice Commission Vice Chair Dee McKee and also Public Works Director Peter Clark. And thank you both for stopping by today. We do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open if you have questions about Pottawatomie County. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know, Peter, just maybe some of the highlights. So you made a presentation, as you often do or almost always do, at the commission meeting, and maybe some of the highlights of that.
Yeah, it was a good commission meeting, even though some of us were out and about doing some eclipse watching. We did have still two commissioners in place for our meeting.
Thank you for bringing that.
Well, don't worry. I did not have a reporter at your meeting. You want to know why?
It was a good day for the eclipse, if you were able to see it between the clouds as they shot across. But it was very interesting. At the commission meeting, we covered a number of topics, gave updates on Vineyard Road. We're working on improvements to that road right now. Currently, we're in the grading operations, and we're south of Woodland Road, trying to get the remainder of the areas regraded so it's at the right heights and widths before we put pavement down. We're anticipating that the pavement will not happen until next year, 2018. But we're going to get all the improvements done, get the road stabilized, hardened, the ditches to the right dimensions, and just give a report back on where that's at. We're anticipating an end of August, early September completion of the regrading portion of the project. So we're pretty excited about that, and it's a substantial improvement for the people who live in that area and who use Vineyard Road, which is honestly
long promised.
It's our heaviest traveled gravel road we have in the entire county. It carries about 500 cars a day, which for even a paved road is a pretty good number. For a gravel road, it's pretty crazy.
Even back in the days I used to cover your meetings, I remember Vineyard Road coming up several different times. So
we're real happy about the progress that's being made. Obviously, we'd always like to go faster, but the completion time that we're projecting is going to help us move to the other phases in the near future. We also had a bid opening for some bridge deck repairs. We have two bridges that are needing repairs right now. One is, we call it WAM 11, but it's the bridge on Military Trail Road over Cat Creek. That's just inside the city limits of the city of Wamego, on the west side of the city. That bridge, we removed the asphalt off the top of the bridge when we did the overlay project earlier this summer. And we noticed there was some damage to the deck that needed to be fixed. So we contracted or sent out a contract to get that repaired. And we also have another bridge north in the county, north of the city of Onega on Onega Road. I'll call that one MCR 59, which is the bridge over French Creek on Onega Road. And that one also has some deck issues with the concrete starting to spall off. So we combined both those two projects together and had them bid. And PBX Corporation out of Oklahoma was the awardee for that project. We're excited to have them on board and get that polymer overlay and repair done on those bridges so they can last even longer for us.
Lots of things going on in Pottawatomie County.
Yep.
And Dee, I know, even though, how was the eclipse, by the way? We might as well get right to it.
Well, those that often think that I'm in the dark for one day, they were right. It was very impressive. I'd scheduled to do that about 2 months ago and thought maybe it was the last time in my lifetime I could just freely go up and see where it was. So we went to some friends by Philly, Nebraska, and a bunch of people from agriculture across the country come together to do it. And it was a great deal of fun.
I've talked to a lot of my friends that I have a course I'm a part of, and there were a lot of people pretty excited. Went up to Nebraska, went up north of Frankfort, went to Marysville. Meanwhile, we do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take the call, and then we'll get to some other business too, Dee and Peter. And welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
This question is for the lady that has been a commissioner in two counties, Ford County and Pottawatomie County, probably the best county commissioner in the North American Hemisphere. You're talking about roads, and I hear you're still talking about the bridge over the river out on Blue River at Marlette. Now, who's going to pay for that? I've always said it's a great idea, wonderful idea, as long as Pott County pays for it. But you people are short on money. Raleigh County's definitely short on money. KDOT is out of money. They've just shut a couple projects down around Salina with no money. So my real question is, when do you anticipate that could happen? And why are we still talking about it now? Because we've got more important things to talk about. And I think when the whole thing is all over, it's going to be there's going to be more said than done. And just give me an estimate of your professional opinion, how long you think it might be till that bridge goes over that river.
Do you want to handle that?
I wish I could handle it immediately. it was put into play many years before, back in the 90s, with people in both communities taking a look at what growth would look like. Right now, there's going to be a joint land use study, and that comes from Fort Riley, about how to have the entire region respond and maintain the right for them to train at night and make noise and so on. And part of our conversations made them realize that growth going this way needed to be planned. And so we anticipate about a 90-10 study fund will be brought forward sometime in the next couple months. That particular joint land use study is online on the internet from Fort Riley, and people can go look at it and make comments right now. But for me, having lived over here, I personally, as well as a number of my neighbors, believe that we would be well served to have that bridge. And you asked the question of who would pay for it. I took the question to the city-county meeting at Riley in Manhattan about 2 months ago and said that's the conversation we need to have. And the other thing that we need to do is protect the right-of-way when it does come time so that there aren't houses and obstructions that cost us a considerable increase in money. Fortunately, Peter Clark and the Flint Hill Metropolitan Transportation Group made a resolution to save an 80-foot right-of-way on Junietta on up to the top of the hill. What's the name of that road?
From Meadowcrest Lane, which is close to where the State Lake Road goes up to Pottawatomie State Lake Number 2. From there back to the east to Lake Elbow Road. Is where we're going to preserve 80-foot of right-of-way for the future expansion of that road. We don't know exactly where we're going to cross the Blue River when that bridge does exist someday, but we do know that in order to get across the river, we need a road that approaches it. And that alignment is the most feasible alignment from the perspective of the MPO of Pottawatomie County and also from the feedback from Public Works in Manhattan.
Good to have that update.
And so going forward, I personally, as a commissioner and going on that joint land use study planning committee, which will just be Blue Township development, looking at what it all ought to look like for the benefit of the whole region, I will continue to talk about that because I think Manhattan and Riley County will be better served to identify where it's going. It started because they're doing a Marlette expansion, and if they make that wider and so on, perhaps that is the alignment. I am not determining that will come from an advanced preliminary engineering study that I personally hope will come out of the planning part of this, and that we will establish some of those things, because where I live, I would never go down on 24 clear to the mall and then back up north. I go straight across to the hospital. Many of the people, even people who are working at the NBAF thing, live in our neighborhoods, and they would go straight over to NBAF, over to Marlette and down one quarter mile to the facility if that was in place. And so as we put pressure on 24, and as we had a fatality there the other day and other things, the alternative, when the fatality happened, the second lane was totally closed. We need to continue that conversation. I do not have all the points together, but I hope maybe the state will come back and understand some options that we can offer as we collaborate together as a region.
We do have another phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
I wanted to thank you for the overlay that was done on old military trail from 24 into St. George. They did a rapid, good, clean job of the whole thing, and I didn't see anybody leaning on a shovel.
Thank you. Peter's about smiling.
About this bridge, Marlette Bridge, you know, the way that we got 18 out past the airport to I-70, and the way we got the bridges repaired on 24 into Topeka was with that shovel-ready projects that the plans had been on the table forever, being ignored, and then the president came up with the shovel-ready. Well, now this president is doing the shovel-ready over again. If we had shovel-ready plans for the Marlette Bridge, then bingo, you've got the bridge.
what Hello. He said, he's right.
Peter, any comments?
I think there is some accuracy in what he says in that when you have a project that is at a certain level of design, it is a lot easier and more feasible to get large federal grants. They like to see projects that are already ready to go, when you use the word shovel ready, ready to go to construction. The Marlat Junietta or the Blue River Expressway or whatever you want to call it, it has a number of things that still need to be done to get it to be to the point of shovel ready. A number of advanced preliminary engineering studies, right away to be acquired, let alone the actual construction plans prepared for that bridge. And when those things are eventually put together, then that bridge would be shovel ready, but it is not at that point yet.
Nice compliment. Was that your folks?
I will take it. Military Trail Road does look very good. I'll pass those compliments straight on to the contractor, Schilling, who performed that project for us. They did a great job.
Let's take a break. It's 9:17. Lots of good phone calls so far today. And again, we have with us Pottawatomie County Commission Vice Chair Dee McKee, Public Works Director Peter Clark, 537-1350. If you want to join in on the discussion, lots more to talk about today. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S.